Yeah, I don't want to talk long. I'm barbecuing. We're barbecuing here. Can you turn that off? Stop. Please. I really didn't even want to talk, period, and now I have that off. Nathan's, the hot dog, but I have cheese steaks and a burger. I was going to get even chicken and things, but it was too, so I just got some coffees and fries with hot dogs with relish and mayo and dressing. It's disgusting. Well, no, it's just because it's a holiday. I actually don't eat that every day.
How much do you weigh now?
142.
Well, that's not too bad.
Can you turn that off?
Turn what off?
You probably didn't even have anything to say, yet you said we can't talk to Peter till you and I talk. So, are you going
to... What I mean.
What?
I mean, we can't talk until I talk to you, but you have to understand something. Just listen to me.
Okay.
All this thing that happened is just very unfortunate, right? Very unfortunate. And then you're saying that you can't even have any customer service because they don't speak to you.
Oh,
now
you're
that
so
you're
wrong.
Correct? Is that how that works? Like,
what?
They don't even communicate with you now, right?
Yeah, I'm blocked. So, even if I reach out, an automated computer is the only thing connecting to say that we can't.
You say, like, you want to speak to somebody
yes.
about this?
Yeah.
And then what did they say when you did that?
Every time, it gives you less and less ability to contact them. So, from the first reach out of trying to explain, then every time you go, it's, like, a little less available. Now, I'm just... It's just complete error when I try and click on any of the page for, like, reach out.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
terrible.
I know.
Do they have a corporate office you could write them a letter?
No, they wouldn't get it that way.
Well, that's not true. Is there a corporate office? Like
Microsoft.
What?
Microsoft is a corporate office.
Microsoft.
You need an in at Microsoft in order to reach them.
Okay.
Oddly enough. Yeah.
Is there like a division for LinkedIn or something?
Not a large one, clearly. The CEO was on the Dax Shepard podcast. I heard the CEO of LinkedIn. I said, ooh, what a smart man. I love this company. Last year I heard him talk. They're not big, but they were acquired.
Okay. So, I mean,
yeah.
Don't interrupt. The way that Peter would help is not that Peter is
no.
to do anything.
Oh, I know.
But that Peter would be able to maybe give us or you a name.
Yeah, that's exactly
somebody
it.
That you could,
which is why I need your help, kind of.
Or if he could say, look, you know, I've heard this before. There must be a reason why it happened.
Okay.
You know,
I think you're completely in on the camp that there must be a reason that it happened, and that just me and the thousands of people crying on all these forums, every single person is so malicious and guilty of violating all their rules, and we never did anything right. Like, I don't think that's true.
So,
it's not.
As I was saying.
No, it's a missight in their policy, what they do. Well, which is why I need you to handle it so delicately, all the more. If it was just Peter, I would probably be able to reach out to him myself. But since it's not going to be just him, I feel like I'm going to bluff it up.
Okay, but the first thing is before I say anything, or before you say anything, I haven't really heard you say once.
What?
Except in a text yesterday that you were warned 10 times and then you...
Well, because it happened the day before I sent the effing text, and I didn't know a day until that you weren't really going to help me. So why would I tell you if I got banned one time or 10 times if it's an unfair banning?
Because it makes a difference.
I didn't realize.
It makes a big difference.
I didn't know that
and
was
the
so
thing
important.
Is that's a very big part of this. You were warned, and you didn't heed the warning.
I guess so. I mean,
like
it wasn't like a true bad...
Okay.
It wasn't that I was warned for cursing or saying something malicious. It's what the app is for. If you don't add people, they don't have business. If you don't add people, there is no LinkedIn.
But let me just say something.
You realize companies usually want that.
I never hear you say, never, and it's very typical of you, when something happens, you never say, oh, gee, I really should have heeded those warnings.
Well, now I see that if Peter can't help me, then I shouldn't have done. But I needed all the help I could get. There's no one here, aside from you, clearly, that's going out on a limb to try and find me work. So since no one was really giving me good responses on LinkedIn, I said, I have to find every effing person in the world that will speak to me. And if not, that was the only option I had. No, it's a life or death thing when you need work.
That's not what I'm talking
about. You're bugging. Yes, you are talking why I did this. Why I did this and joined LinkedIn is the exact same as why I had the problem. It wasn't a superfluous ingratuitous type mention.
Do you want to hear me say something now? Can I talk now?
Yes.
Alright, so what I'm not hearing from you is like...
Because I don't think I did anything wrong in this case.
But that's the problem.
I don't care.
Don't you see?
No, I don't care. No. I don't stand for injudicious rules, especially ones that cripple me.
Yeah, but you can't fight a system of social media that...
Yeah, so we'll just have Peter give extra... I'm not trying to change, like, my last company app that I made, the microstructures of how business is very well made and done. I'm not that ambitious anymore. I just need the damn account back so I can get those contacts. Even if I had like a week or a couple weeks with the account back to just get those people's names, copy it down, like their number or something, I don't even need the app after. I just really need to locate, but it's kind of a all in or not, but I just need these contacts. So I'm not like dying to like make trouble on LinkedIn. If that, I would never even use it again when these are done. But I'm not good at that. Like, I know you're trying to teach me also learning. This is so out of, like, realm for what a normal conversation.
If you don't have me,
well, I need you.
No, listen to me. You're a grown up, okay?
I'm not. Leo even said to those people that I'm not in the professional world. He made the expectation that I'm not to be considered someone to the people on my team when they first met me and I talked for like 8 minutes straight. He wanted the expectation and the knowledge that I'm not in the professional world. I'm in no way associated with people acting in like a very appropriate pre-C type. And that's me right now. So like, yeah, I did make progress, especially in the last few months of the hackathon sort of way and thing. But you can't hold me to like an infallible standard that the Supreme Court...
Part of being a grown-up is owning up to when you made an error.
Whatever.
That's part of being...
Yeah, but I'm very upset. In this case, it should.
It doesn't matter if you're upset.
I'm not well.
That's why you have to wait a couple days, which you did, and calm down and see the situation for what it is.
Yeah.
And what it is that all of these companies, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, chat box, whatever it is, group chat, all of these things have rules, okay?
Yeah. I know.
And they would have heeded the wrong
word. Yeah, they would. They would. I don't believe I did those since I was so desperate. I have heavy rent.
Let me just tell you something. Not once.
Why? I don't believe, and I'll literally die thinking I wasn't wrong here. I wasn't wrong. I was. What are you talking about? That's all I say. What the fuck are you saying?
I'm not finished.
Then why are you including the part I say? I told you I got warnings.
I understand that there's a quota, but I exceeded it over and over again. Yeah. Even though I had...
They're not hearing from me.
I had a warning of why did I do this?
No one ever heard...
I was actually getting results of people calling...
There's no one on the other side to read what I write if I said that.
What are you talking about?
I have no opportunity to tell them that. I don't have any...
No, but wait, just hear me out.
Why?
I never will.
I'm not.
I
will literally never be at fault for this.
Well, then no one in their world is going to help you.
Well, don't tell them that I don't think I'm at fault.
But that's how you have to say it.
I can't say it. I'm retarded.
This didn't happen to you for no reason.
Kind
this
of. But you saw all the other people crying there going off themselves because of the Draco rule. Yeah, I showed you all of the case stories. No, not here. No. No way. No, you're an apologist for Nazis. You're bullshit. Peter does. Yeah. Well, that's why I'm really not supposed to talk to them. Yeah. Right. I'm not well. I can't be put in front of like a professional person to plead this case. What? But just don't include me. Yeah. That's what they said at the last company why they were firing me or why the NHR didn't like him.
That's the thing. So it's a futile attempt. If you can't admit that you broke a rule, you can't.
But just don't have me on the speaker when you talk then.
I'm not doing anything if you don't admit to yourself that
I don't wanna. But they're such cunts.
This is a waste of my time and yours.
But I'm not going to talk to you if you don't help.
You know everything. You're the smartest person in the world. No one else knows anything but you. And you don't need anybody. This is how
well, no. I only think that I didn't mess up because I knew Peter.
Well, it's not that... Well, that was very naive.
Yeah. I knew I could obviously lose the account, and I stressed it still for, like, 5 months, but I didn't realize how severe it really was. Like, I thought I could still maybe appeal it without Peter, but I said, if there... I didn't read anything on the forums about the horror stories until after I got bugged. If I read those stories, I would have been way more cautious that they just dub you and kill you the second you have an issue. That, like, I initially thought Peter was, like, it went... Yeah, it, well, but it was always such, like, but it started out with warnings, and they, like, especially started after I canceled the premium membership, so I really wasn't involved thinking, what is even the premium, what's the regular, like, they want you to pay for some services, so they're just trying to threaten you so you buy what they're selling. And the paid for part. But I thought like a 1 in 1,000, like I would need Peter to step in, that it would get that bad where you're fighting City Hall in literal sense. And now it's like, what? Well, that's why I can't really talk to.
You're not sorry for doing it.
No.
You're not admitting to it. No one's gonna help you.
I'll just kill myself.
I
wanted to kill myself in a world that not one person, even their mom, helps a retard kid. Because that's the world I'm living in. And I'm hanging up on Hugh. Poo. Shit, nigga. This is a bully, chink and twipe it. Fucking transphobe, pedophilicious, macking that, like my dad in the technophone, transphobe, it, tech, how they, power poo.
Good.